We are not made for sea, but for sky. Mid-afternoon, the waves pull back the covers and force us to reckon with the suddenly nude shoreline, exposed grains and foolishly inscribed footsteps, crustaceans reaching antennae into the sunshine's abyss, rendering us all blinking, half-blind, remembering how a day inevitably finds us stripped naked at its end. It doesn't take much to recall the milkiness of an underwater pulse, a vague and sweeping swell like the world's only truth glimpsed through the clouded murk of a liquid curtain. The time has come to hold our breaths, to swim for a dim light in the distance, to throw the ocean off our shoulders. I know we yearned for a clean slice of oxygen, for unencumbered breath, for the sacred placation of filmy clouds, for that voidless, depthless expanse of blue. Only beneath do I feel the low throb hum that turns float to churn, blur to clarity, that tells me I'd do anything to reach a solitary, untroubled surface.